It's Alistair Burns, and I'm at the Dementia Challenge Conference in the NHS south of England. It's been a great day, and I'm sitting next to Dr. Nigel Watson, who's a GP. Nigel, I wonder if I could just ask you, what for you as a GP and a local GP leader are the key elements of good dementia care?
It's about being focused around the patient. It's not only about their physical needs, but by their social needs and their needs of their family. And often the frustration from GPs is we're challenged to provide better care and more comprehensive care, yet everywhere we seem to look for help, there is nothing there to help us. Now, one of the reasons I'm here today is I think there is help, but we don't always know where to look. And what we've got to do is focus more on where the help is available. It doesn't need to be provided by the practice all the time, but we need to be the care coordinators, the person that signposts them into. So we need much better knowledge about the things that we're discussing. Rather than the reaction is being attacked and being defensive, it's about being more open-minded and addressing the challenges and finding the solutions.
And what support do you think you could get from someone like me who works in secondary care and who runs a memory clinic? What do you think would be the most useful thing that someone like me would be able to provide you and your colleagues?
I think what we need from you is we need your skill and advice. I think we need a close working relationship. But it's also about, I need you when there's a crisis. I need help. Much of it I can manage. But what I need is your wider team. And what I'd like to see developed is a much closer partnership, particularly with the community psychiatric nurses and practices.
And I know that that's a model and that is something. And one of the good things about being here today is we can see there are lots of examples of things that are extremely innovative. And I think, you know, looking forward and driving that innovation is important. If there was one thing that you would like to do, if you had the resources and the money, what would it be? I think you mentioned a CPN in the surgery. Would that be helpful?
It would. I would like to see a CPN, not that just works within the surgery, but is perhaps in partnership with the local team. So they spend half their week working in the local team and half their week working with us in the surgery.
Okay. Dr. Watson, that's fantastic. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.